You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere.
And welcome back and good morning. It is the WXCO Morning Report, part of Mornings with Pat Kreitlow on 98.9 WXCO, online at WXCO.fm, mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO and on the Civic Media app. I am Chad Holmes. We will be joined by Ian Welsh in just a few minutes. But first, it is again time to learn a little bit about one of our partners here this month, because we're so excited for our WXCO holiday giveaway. We have more than 15 local businesses that we're learning a little bit about, and then they're also providing a terrific prize for you to win. And we'll do that coming up a little bit later on in the morning as well. But we're very happy to welcome across the table Lee Claremont from Whimsy and Wonder Toys right here in downtown Wausau. Lee, nice to meet you, and thanks for coming on in.
Good to meet you, too.
Absolutely. The first question I usually ask is, let's get right to the nub. Whimsy and Wonder Toys. I knew I was going to talk a little bit too fast. When did you start the business? How did this come about?
This is actually an idea that my wife came up with. So she is runs a nonprofit daycare and is also a counselor at a middle school.
Oh, so she's already got things on her plate, huh?
Oh, yeah, just a few. And she really wanted these kinds of toys, you know, for our kids, because we have a 5-year-old and an 11-year-old, and there wasn't, they weren't available in our area, and you were kind of forced to order from big retailers online. But she really wanted eco-friendly and sustainable toys. And we also want to try to bring in toys that, you know, have a creative outlet, especially for those younger kids, to try to keep them off of screens.
Oh, man.
And so, and we actually partnered with a local creator. So we have one local creator currently. We're hoping to somehow negotiate to get a few more on board, because we don't want to take away from other businesses that do that, because there's, you know, if you don't know the local in the area, they do the same thing. So, but we are focused on the toy aspect.
How long has the business been open?
We opened November 7th, so we're quite young.
Oh, very young.
Yeah. And the whole idea came from Christmas prior. So last year Christmas, my wife announced we're going to open a toy store. And it's kind of just grown from there.
You said your wife kind of came up with this idea. What was your initial response?
I was a little shocked at first, to be honest, because, you know, I've had a few business ideas, and I actually am in IT, and my hobby is 3D design and printing. And so I thought, well, this could definitely lend into my hobby at some point in the future. So that's kind of how it all kind of snowballed from there.
Before we talk a little bit more about the specifics of the business, I said to you before we came on the air, one of the intriguing aspects of these discussions I've had are the entrepreneurs that take this risk, that go out there and say, hey, I got this idea, and I'm going to give it a go. When you, okay, we had the first conversation, how difficult has this process been? Has it been something that has been harder? Has it maybe been less hard? The last year or whatever it's been to get you going, what's that process been like?
Well, the biggest hurdle we had was actually finding a space that was affordable in our budget. Sure. We did have a very tight budget. All of it was funded by us to start, which is difficult. And so, you know, because obviously we're raising two kids, it's an expensive lifestyle currently in, you know, in our society today. So that was the biggest struggle. And so luckily where the place we found, which was, you know, on 328 Washington, it pretty much just needed paint and a few other, you know, decorations to kind of get going. So our startup cost was far less, which is, you know, great, you know, awesome.
Right.
But all the paperwork of getting your seller's license and your permits, it's a lot to handle. I'm just grateful that my wife did all that, my wife Autumn. So yeah, she's amazing in that aspect.
That is fantastic. Again, we're talking to Lee Claremont from Whimsy and Wonder Toys on Washington Street here in downtown Wausau. We'll get you again the specifics on the location here in just a few moments. I was looking at your website as I was getting set to talk to you this morning, and there are some very interesting different kinds of toys and gifts and items that really do target, as you said, some of the younger folks. What are some of your favorites, or maybe some that when you've talked to, because I imagine that you've done a little bit of research in terms of saying, hey, talk to different young people or families and such. What are some of the more interesting items that you have?
So I'm big into the board games and puzzles. I really enjoy those. We have a series of board games by Peaceable Kingdom that are you assemble the 100-piece puzzle, and it actually comes with a light, and it becomes a seek and find.
Hmm.
That only the light can find the things, which is really cool. I've not seen that aspect. But I really like the board games that get you to do things with your kids.
Right.
And the Peaceable Kingdom games, again, are awesome in this. They're cooperative, so you work together. You build those communication skills. Just really love those. And then I'll tell you, I've been dumbfounded by the one company that makes our wood toys, which is LaToy Vaughn. Those guys are amazing. I assembled their kitchen set, which is it's all wood. It's very well designed and built. But I was shocked that everything was wrapped in paper. Mm. All the screws come in paper bags. There's no plastic. Like, it's fully, you know, eco-friendly. It's just, never thought it was possible. You know, you go to the big box stores, nothing's that way.
No, you're exactly right.
So it's amazing to see that, to see those level of care that people are looking at our environment.
And the thing about it as well, and again, I was paging through your website, and we'll talk about, we'll give the website address as well here coming up. But there's such a variety, too. I mean, it seems like you talk about the games. You talk about the kitchen set with the woods. I was seeing some really cool-looking books here. I mean, there is a wide variety of items, aren't there?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. It's we're actually – so our first go, you know, we had a limited budget, like I said. We kind of expanded, went, well, can we do a little bit more? And so we had a number of people ask for STEM kits. And so we brought in a bunch of STEM projects, right? Mm-hmm. Arts and crafts. That's big, you know, huge for keeping those kids. I mean, keeping kids off those screens up until the age of 12, especially with new research, it's huge. So the more time you can engage them creatively, helps them with critical thinking, emotional, you know, stability.
Right.
So, yeah, it's.
We will have more with Lee Claremont of Whimsy and Wonder Toys at 7:22. Coming up next, it is an information update, and then more of Mornings with Pat Kreitlow on this Tuesday morning. Good morning from 98.9 WXCO.
You're listening to Civic Media. Stay up to date on the latest news and information for your local community and Wisconsin by signing up for our free email newsletter. Visit civicmedia.us/email to get started.
It is the WXCO Morning Report, part of Mornings with Pat Kreitlow here on 98.9 WXCO. I am Chad Holmes along with Ian Welsh. And again, this morning, we are talking to Lee Claremont from Whimsy and Wonder Toys, located right here in downtown Wausau, just about a block from our studios here in downtown Wausau. One of the cool aspects here downtown, we've been here a couple of years, and we've seen the growth businesses like yourself now in the last, month and a half. I mean, really been pretty new. The Imaginarium across the way. There's a lot for kids, and I think that's important, isn't it? The idea that this business of yours targeting kids, I imagine that's something that means a lot to you and your wife as well.
It does, yeah. I mean, we're really worried about bringing up kids so that they have all those necessary skills to navigate society in the future, right? And those actually come through play. So
it's kind of funny. I talk with other folks, and sometimes I think we're getting up there here in age. I said, man, I don't know if I would be able to handle growing up in this era because of all the technology and everything else that's going on. It's wonderful that you think about that. And we've seen studies that if you do get kids away from their screens more, they are happier. They are more adjusted to other kids and the such. And what has the response been to your business so far? What, when people hear about your business, because one of the aspects here, the reason we're having you talk here this morning, the reason you're part of this, is because you want to spread the word and make sure that a lot of people know about it and pay a visit and see what you have. But the folks that have come through the doors and people that you've talked about, what's been the response so far?
there's been a really positive feedback. I mean, a lot of people are like, we're very glad that we're there, right? And I feel like us being here kind of makes the downtown shopping area like the full gamut of everything you can get. I mean, we've got groceries, we've got clothing, we've got sweets, we've got coffee. You know, you name it, you can get it downtown. You don't need to go to the big box places. Nope. Keep it local, keep our economy strong, right? And so really, you know, being able to give that ability, you know, the ability to do that downtown and give that the choice for parents to mm-hmm. to make a better choice for their kid is really important.
Why is it important to be eco-friendly and sustainable? Because, I mean, when you start a business, sometimes it's like, oh, whatever it takes.
Right.
But this is right there. I mean, you say it. It says, Thoughtful Play Lives Here on your yep. website. And it says, we are a locally owned toy boutique providing eco-friendly and sustainable toys. It's right there. Why is that important to you?
Well, you know, even though I do 3D printing, which does use plastics, I try to use ones that are still eco-friendly, right?
Sure.
And the thing is if we don't, you know, you look at all of these injected molded plastic toys, they are forever, mm-hmm. right? So they're going to break. You're going to throw them away. The chemicals used to make them, which they don't disclose in most cases, are going into our environment, right?
Right.
When you pick sustainable wood, you know it can be replaced. It can be, you know, fixed, right? I mean, mm-hmm. that plastic breaks, you're out. If it's wood, you have the ability to fix it if something happens. And, you know, with the quality of what we have, I mean, breaking it, I can't say it's not impossible, but I think it's far harder.
Also, something when I was paging through your website, and it says, creative play driven by passion. What does that mean?
I mean, really, we want the kids to be to tell their own stories, right? You know, you get those little wooden people in the dollhouse, and you know they can do that pretend that really helps them develop on all kinds of social levels, and so it's really important.
And also, I love the fact that you seem not to be limited, and you talk about a magical experience. I just love the fact that you are allowing these kids to just expand their minds, their dreams, their fun, their growth, their learning. It feels like you guys are not afraid to kind of just say, we're going to go big here. We're going to really try to do something that's not just, you know, the shopping experience, but something a little bit bigger. And I think that's very cool.
Yeah, I mean, we're continually working, you know, to add to our stock to help the community. Like a number of people said, we'd like some STEM things, because when we first opened, we're definitely geared towards younger kids.
Sure.
We're to the 3 to 6 range. Now we have a number of high contrast toys for babies, which is really good for a young one's development. We've got STEM kits for older ones. We've got some high-end art kits, right, to all drive that creativity.
Whimsy and Wonder. And again, right downtown. Where again are you located?
328 Washington Street. So we're right between the hair salon, which I think is Cassie's House of Hair, I think, and then Downtown Optical.
Fantastic. Just here in our neighborhood. Yep. We always like that. Whimsy and Wonder Toys. And you do have a website.
Yep. And currently we're not doing delivery, but we're working on getting all of the data updated so eventually we can ship, and we will do, you know, so you can order online and just pick up in store. That'll be offered in the future.
But the best way right now is you just getting underway. Come on by. Stop by.
Yeah.
Let's take a look around, ask questions, and experience what's something, a very cool new business here in downtown Wausau.
And a lot of people say that they really like the way the store looks, so, you know, that's an experience in its own.
Fantastic. And again, anything we're missing here that you want to kind of touch on before we do wrap it up? Because I want to make sure that people...
We've covered a lot.
I like that. I like when I look at somebody and say, is there anything else? Hey, we covered it all. That's wonderful to hear. And again, as I said to start off, I just think it's wonderful when folks have an idea and a dream and want to take a business idea and then take that next step and start it up. And it's got, I know it, this time has got to be exceptionally exciting when you're first starting, a little bit nerve wracking, but Lee, I just think it's a fantastic idea. And hopefully it's something that really establishes itself here in downtown Wausau for a very long time.
Yeah, we hope so too. It was definitely a leap of faith, I think.
So Lee Claremont, again, from Whimsy and Wonder Toys. Finally got it without screwing it up on my tongue there. But Whimsy and Wonder Toys here in downtown Wausau on Washington Street. And by the way, if you come downtown and you say, well, where's Whimsy and Wonder? You can't find it. Just stop in here at the radio station. We'll point you in the right direction as well. But Lee, thank you again for coming on by. Yeah. Have a wonderful Christmas season. And thanks for being part of our WXCO holiday giveaway.
All right. Thank you so much for having us.
Absolutely. So we're going to come back in just a few minutes and give you that chance to win by opening up the phone line. So stick around. Your chance to win coming up as we continue here with the WXCO Morning Report on 98.9 WXCO. And good morning once again, everyone, and welcome back. It is the WXCO Morning Report, part of Mornings with Pat Kreitlow on 98.9 WXCO, online at WXCO.fm, mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO and on the Civic Media app. Currently 13 degrees under cloudy skies in downtown Wausau. The time is 7:53. Coming up here in just a few moments, be ready to call in and win, because we will have an opportunity for you to win with the WXCO Holiday Giveaway. And today, it is Whimsy and Wonder Toys. Whimsy and Wonder Toys, right in downtown Wausau. Pretty much neighbors to us at 328 Washington Street in Wausau. We just heard a lot about it. Locally owned toy store focusing on eco-friendly and sustainable toys, locally made toys, and again, pretty new, just in the last month and a half or so. So an opportunity for somebody to win a $50 gift certificate. And something to note, that you'll have to go down to Whimsy and Wonder Toys to be able to pick up your prize. So again, if you are the winner this morning of our WXCO Morning Giveaway Prize, you will have to go to Whimsy and Wonder at 328 Washington Street in Wausau in order to win that prize. And again, a $50 gift certificate to be able to go into Whimsy and Wonder, be able to look around and buy some outstanding, outstanding toys for the youngsters in your life. Along the way as well is Ian Welsh. Ian, good morning.
Good morning, Chad.
How are things with you today?
Pretty quiet, and the weather's actually going to be pretty good today. Hey, it's actually going to be a very comfortable temperature in spite of the cool start. It'd definitely be a lot more, you know, typical for the end of, well, sadly we're still in the fall season, but first day of winter is almost here, so.
Yeah, looking at the forecast, today mostly cloudy skies, and we have not been above freezing for a while. And today, the high should reach about 35 degrees, southwest wind, 7 to 14 miles per hour, gusting as high as 24 miles per hour. Tonight, partly cloudy, a low of around 16, west-northwest winds, 11 to 16 miles per hour, gusting as high as 28 miles per hour. Some increasing clouds tomorrow, and a high near 32. And then Wednesday night, if you have some travel plans coming up in the middle of the week on Wednesday night, be aware that a dangerous mix could be possible. There'll be a slight chance of snow and freezing rain before midnight, then likely rain, possibly mixed with snow between midnight and 3 a.m., rain likely after 3 a.m. as well, cloudy and a low of 27. Thursday, rain likely, possibly mixed with snow, becoming all snow
after 9 a.m. and a high of 36. So again, it's a normal winter-like weather. We got a mix. Going to have some light rain, some mixture of precipitation, some snow, but at least those temperatures are rising just a little bit as we have been getting pretty used to this very cold weather recently. Mm-hmm. Plenty of snow out there. And I think it's good news for those folks that like to get out there, get the cross-country skis, get the sleds out there, perhaps the snowmobiles, and everything that winter enthusiasts enjoy. So if Absolutely. We live around here, I tell people all the time, if we live around here, mm-hmm. I may not personally like the winter weather. I may personally not like the snow, but at least the folks that do, and for the tourism and for the businesses that depend on snow, it's good when we have some snow early on.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Well, shall we give away a prize?
Absolutely. Let's give away today's prize.
All right. Again, we are in the midst of the WXCO holiday giveaway. Each day, we are giving you an opportunity to call in and win a terrific prize courtesy of a partner sponsor. And we've been able to not only give away these prizes, but able to talk about some of these businesses. Earlier this morning, we had an opportunity to learn more about Whimsy and Wonder Toys. Mm-hmm. And I'm actually starting to get that right. It was fun because Whimsy and Wonder was also featured with Greg Bach on Matt and Air on Air yesterday. So we've got plenty of opportunity here in the last couple of days to talk about this new business. Again, we learned it is fairly new here in downtown Wausau. And an opportunity for you to get a taste of Whimsy and Wonder by going in and winning a $50 gift certificate. And, of course, our number is, and you need to call us up. Do not use the app in this case. Do not text us. This is strictly an old-fashioned call-in, 715-814-9330. That's 715-814-9330. And, Ian, what caller should we take this time around?
I think we should do a caller number 7. Caller number 7 Ooh. Today.
You're going to go deep here. You're going to go deep. Caller number 7.
More people to talk
715-814-9330. So your opportunity to call in and win a $50 gift certificate. Again, you need to be able to come into Whimsy and Wonder to pick up that prize. So again, you just have to go down to Whimsy and Wonder Toys and visit in downtown to pick up that $50 gift certificate. That is 328 Washington Street in Wausau. So call their number 7 at 715-814-9330. We will be back at 8:22. We'll have our number for the day quiz and a whole bunch more coming up in our final segment. With Ian Welsh, I'm Chad Holmes. It is the WXCO Morning Report, part of Mornings with Pat Kreitlow on 98.9 WXCO.
You're listening to Civic Media. Find the latest news, information, and archives of all your favorite shows on the Civic Media website, civicmedia.us.
Good morning once again, everyone, and welcome back. WXCO Morning Report, part of Mornings with Pat Kreitlow here on 98.9 WXCO, online at WXCO.fm, mobile devices, and Alexa by searching WXCO and on the Civic Media app. The temperature is 15 degrees here in downtown Wausau. Overcast skies. The time is 8:23, December the 16th of 2025. Along with Ian Welsh. Ian, again, good morning.
Good morning, Chad.
Ian, we're going to have our number for the day coming up, but mm-hmm. I wanted to mention just briefly, I don't want to go into it because a lot of people have been going into it. I think a lot of people continue to go into it. But yesterday I touched on the fact about the death of Rob Reiner.
Yeah.
And then later in the morning, the President of the United States put his foot in his mouth yet again.
Oh, I saw this post.
I know. And it's like,
it's just,
and I'm not going to go into the details, and I don't want to go deeply into it. Yeah, but, and I think, and I think you probably agree with me, and you can add your thoughts on it as well.
Yeah, but go ahead.
But the President of the United States needs to be somebody at certain moments that rises above the political fray.
Mm-hmm.
And it's unfortunate that Donald J. Trump is incapable of doing that. I will say, though, I'm going to give credit to not just a few, but quite a number of Republicans who are...
Yeah, I saw your post on Facebook yesterday.
Yes, and there are a number of Republicans who are supporters of Donald Trump's who came out and said, no, this is not right. He should have kept his mouth shut. He should not be saying things like this. It's not about him. This is a tragedy on every single level. Absolutely. And that Donald Trump has to, you know, basically what this was about is everything has to be about Donald Trump. In his mind,
yeah.
He is such a narcissist that everything has to be about him. So
it's not about him. It doesn't matter.
Exactly. So the thing I just wanted to say is, number one, I just don't think he's capable of being better than this. But number two, I am heartened that there are still people of goodwill out there on all sides of the political spectrum that say, hey, no, Mr. President, I may agree with you in certain areas, but no, this is not right, and you have to be better than this, even though he's incapable of being better.
It's called a basic human decency. We have an obligation to, you know, if somebody passes away, we have a responsibility to be respectful and have empathy for them and their families. Because you know, something like that is not something that needs to be joked about and just made fun of. And the fact that he did this with just no regard for the situation or the family or just, you know, the incredible legacy of Rob Reiner, because the man was a legend.
And also,
famous director and actor, and just...
And also...
He doesn't have...
No.
He doesn't have a filter. I wish he had an off switch. Just,
you're right.
Just like he has no respect for anyone. If it doesn't involve him, like you said, he's a narcissist. If it's not about him, it's like, no, it doesn't matter. Who cares about that? I want to focus on me. Just like people, this man is not a good person. Just a bottom line.
And also, I guess one final point is, you're exactly right. It should not be about him. It should be also about the office, about the leadership, about the importance of the office in terms of setting a moral tone for our country. And he fails on that count over and over and over again. So,
exactly.
And it's just, it's a tragic story that so many, it made me think a little bit as well deeper, that even if you're somebody who is incredibly successful in their lives in terms of their work, in terms of their finances. I mean, Rob Reiner and his family were set many times over because of the success that he had within his career. It shows that the scourge of drug addiction can still be very much part of a family, that the son was somebody that had been in rehab dozens of times, apparently, and had just was not able to kick a terrible, terrible drug habit. And who knows whether or not that had to do with this incredible tragedy, but it shows again that we all face bridges that we have to cross within families and within our lives. And
you're right.
Again, something really to think about. But let's wrap up on a better note here.
Yeah.
The number for the day quiz, because we give Ian an opportunity to show his stuff at the end of the show. And today it's going to be based on history.
Oh,
on this date,
I love history.
Yeah, on this date back in 1773. The Boston Tea Party took place. American colonists boarded a British ship and dumped a whole bunch of tea overboard to protest tea taxes.
Oh, man.
And your number for the day is, how many chests of tea were dumped in the Boston Tea Party?
Okay.
All right. All right. Your choices are approximately 100 chests of tea, approximately 200 chests of tea, approximately 300 chests of tea.
Okay, I gotta go back to my high school history classes because this was a...
I don't remember even knowing how much, to be honest with you. This is kind of... I would have a hard time with this one.
For all you history buffs out there, this is a good lesson for you. This will be a teachable moment.
There you go.
But I'm going to say either 100, 200, or 300 cases. This is... Okay. I'm going to say a final answer. I'm going to say a 200. A final answer, I'm going with 200 cases of tea. Final answer.
Yesterday was the middle number. We're not going to do the middle number 2 days in a row, are we?
Well, you never know.
Never know. I have done it in the past, but not today. It's 300.
Oh, 300.
Yeah, the most, the biggest number today. So, what great day.
You learned something.
Great day in American history, the Boston Tea Party. All right, well, you have some work to do the rest of the week.
Yeah, I got some catching up to do, absolutely.
Well, you get back, you study up, and we'll try again tomorrow.
I will, absolutely. Happy Tuesday, everybody. Have a great day.
Don't forget tonight, Wausau West Hockey at Mosinee, and on the Sports 2 stream, Newman Catholic Basketball at Marathon.
The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.